And Duck Duck Goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Pete Euler will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Pete Euler in Emporia today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Key viewing news time is 8:28. Newsmaker 2-time here today, Deb Storer, with Newman Regional Health Volunteers, joining us on the morning show today.
Yeah, Volunteer Coordinator Deb Storer. Deb, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chuck. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on. So how are things going here with the volunteer cadre here as we get to through the holidays?
Busy, but in a good, exciting way. So,
well, that...
Yeah, they've always got something going on.
Yeah, always good to hear. Always good to hear. And, you know, the volunteers at Newman Regional Health do such great work, and they raise a lot of money through the years that is put to good use, and that would be scholarships, right, Deb?
Absolutely. In the so far up to this date, they have given over $125,000 in healthcare scholarships. It's amazing. The creative ways they come up with to earn money and to give to the community at the same time.
Well, hats off to these volunteers that
so
do
cool.
such great work. And we have an opportunity for people to, you know, donate to a great cause and get something in return and something really tasty in return. Right, Deb?
Oh, absolutely. So far I've heard things about rumors of pies, banana bread, all kinds of flavored breads, peanut brittle, possibly some pecan balls, lots of cookies, from no-bakes to sugar cookies and all sorts of things in between, and trail mixes. Their ideas are running rampant, and there's a lot of them gearing up to make their special favorite holiday treats.
So does this mean you're going to have to rename Cookies with Claws?
No. I think we'll just stick with the name, but it could also be known as Sweet and... Dangerous all the same time.
I get that. I totally get that. So when is Cookies with Claws?
It's December 19th, and it's going to be from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. or until we sell out, which sometimes can be 12.
Yeah.
And it'll be in the Serpentine Hallway right here in the hospital.
Yeah, I recall, you know, getting to Cookies for Claws a little late in the window that you're open, close to 1 p.m., and it wasn't a lot to choose from at that point, so we encourage people to get there early for the best selection. Again, 8 until 1 o'clock, and where exactly will this be located in the hospital, Deb?
So in the Serpentine Hallway. So if you came in the main entrance at C, you just head down and then take a quick left, or if you came in entrance F, which is the patient tower entrance, you just head straight. Either way, you'll get there.
Okay, that's easy enough. Do you remember how this got started and how long this has been kind of a community feature and a community staple now?
What I can say is that I know volunteers that are no longer with us helped get this up and going, but we have two volunteers that have been doing this for years. I don't know the exact amount, but I do know that at least it was well-established before the 6 years that I've been here. So it's an ongoing thing, and they have done a fantastic job with it, and it's still one of the favorite fundraisers of people today.
Yeah, it is. It's really fun and really tasty, too. Again, Deb Storer, who's the volunteer coordinator for Newman Regional Health, talking about Cookies for Claws, which is coming up December 19th, which is on a Tuesday from 8 until 1 Serpentine Hallway at Newman Regional Health. And let's see, are we raffling too, Deb?
Yes. Someone was very kind. They want to stay anonymous. But they donated this beautiful variegated purple queen-size Afghan that we're doing raffles for. And then also... they like to have, since it's Cookies for Claws, a cookie jar, and this year is a brand new Dolly Parton cookie jar filled with 24 assorted wonderful homemade cookies. And the raffle tickets are already on sale in our snack bar, or you can come the day of, and while you're getting your other sweets, you can buy some raffle tickets and put your name and number in and see if you can win.
Okay, and the winners will be drawn for then on the 19th, correct?
Yes, okay. Correct.
Outstanding. My goodness, that would be really something worth taking home, to say the least. Deb, let's talk a little bit about, you know, some of the different really roles that Newman Regional Health volunteers play at the hospital, some of the different duties and, you know, responsibilities that they have, and what maybe volunteer needs that you have here at the holidays.
Our volunteers are usually some of the first faces you're going to see when you come into most of the entrances at the hospital. They are there to greet and help people find where they're wanting to go, answer their questions, help get them to the various departments and groups that we've partnered with here. They're going to be happy to fix you a sandwich or sell you a homemade goodie in the snack bar, or our gift shop is loaded down with gorgeous, gorgeous Christmas gifts and decorations and things like that. So they're everywhere, and they enjoy it, and they do a fantastic job.
Are you looking for volunteers?
We're looking for a few more volunteers right now. We've got a couple of openings in the snack bar, and we're considering, with COVID, once we came back from COVID, our hours became, instead of 8 to 4, 10 to 10:30 to 2:30 in the snack bar, and 10 to 2 in the gift shop. And we're hoping to get enough volunteers that we can expand those hours back again, but we're playing around with some ideas. But in the meantime, we've got a couple of openings at some desks and in the snack bar, and anybody that feels like they would like to give back, we would appreciate hearing from and giving them a chance to see what all happens here, and if they're a good fit, we'd love to have them. Or if we're a good fit, I guess I should say, we'd love to have them.
So how do folks get a hold of you?
Well, they can call me at 620-343-6800, extension 22525, or they can go to newmanrh.org and look us up and find us on the website there.
Do you need any really qualifications to be with the volunteers, depending on the role?
I won't say specific qualifications, but I have learned that different personalities enjoy certain areas better. So I like to meet with each volunteer and find out what their interests are, because volunteering is to benefit and to enhance people's lives. It is not to take away anything or to be a hazard to them. So if somebody's more shy, I'm not necessarily going to put them at a desk. I might find something that's a little more laid back. But if they're really happy and outgoing, I'm probably going to have them at a desk where they can greet people first thing coming in.
All right. So get a hold of Deb if you'd like to volunteer. At Newman Regional Health, they do a lot of wonderful things on a daily basis and raise a lot of money. And let's talk specifically about the scholarships and where they go, Deb.
Okay, so our healthcare scholarships are a unique scholarship. They go to, we're open to six counties in the surrounding area, and it's anybody that's going into the healthcare field that can apply for these scholarships. So it can be master's degrees, doctorates, it can be nursing, it can be people going into nutrition or social work or dentistry or massage therapy or chiropractic or the clinical administration side of things. So it's open to many people in many different facets, so long as it connects into the healthcare field.
And is there an open time to get opportunities for youngsters to apply for this? How does that work?
So the application is on our website. However, if anybody stopped by, we'd get them an application. And it's open from the 1st of May through the first full week of July, which I believe coming up this next year is going to be around the 5th of July.
Okay. All right, so folks, Cookies for Claws, save the day.
And a whole lot of other stuff, too.
December 19th from 8 until 1, Serpentine Hallway, yummy, delicious cookies and treats to benefit the volunteer scholarship program. And while you're there, purchase a raffle ticket to win an Afghan or a cookie jar filled with 24 different varieties of cookies. That sounds good. A bucket ticket, 5 for $6.
Exactly. Well, six for five. Six for five.
Yeah, $5 for six tickets. Yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
Okay,
there we are. All right. Hey, Deb, we appreciate your time.
Thanks, Deb.
Thank you guys so much.
Good to talk to you, as always.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Chuck.
Yeah, Deb Storr, who's the volunteer coordinator. Newman Regional Health doing good work there. Cookies
Absolutely.
For Claws, December 19th.
All right, for our Newsmaker segment tomorrow, the Newsmaker 2, Mason Moan and Treva World join us as we discuss the Unbound Gravel Lotteries, one underway, one coming. And we will be scheduling the Newsmaker 2 for Friday here, probably as soon as we get done with the morning show here. So, and that one could wind up being a 2. It could be a 2 plus, depending on who we get. So next week, though, is pretty wide open right now. So if you want an event or an activity highlighted on the morning show, just let us know, 620-342-1400.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. Pete Euler, State Farm Insurance.
At Bunge, their strength is in their partnerships between farmers and the global marketplace. So when it comes to navigating the soybean market, just know that they'll stand by you long after.